Hey, this is Dan with Comic Book Pit number 165. This is a short and spoiler-free review of Guardians of the Galaxy. So, I was fortunate enough to see an advanced screening of Guardians of the Galaxy on Tuesday night, in 3D no less. And I don't really know what to say. Everything is true. The reports are true. The reviews are true. The advance notice, advance words are true. It is an incredible movie. It is just as much fun, if not more fun, or if not a better Marvel movie than, I dare say, The Avengers. It has the same amount. I mean, it's got the action, the humor, the heartfelt moments. It's fun, and it really hits a lot of fanboy moments, but it doesn't leave non-fans in the dust. And I should know because I took my girlfriend and my sister with me, both of whom are, they're not comic book readers, but they have seen, between them enough Marvel movies to go in feeling confident that they would probably enjoy it. I told them, I said, well, if you enjoyed Iron Man and or The Avengers, I said, you'll probably enjoy this. That was my gut feeling going in, not having seen it myself at that point. And they did. They loved it. It was great. So the story was a lot of fun. It was definitely a putting the band together / heist movie / we gotta go against our type and our natural instinct to do wrong and do good and save the galaxy. The cast, Chris Pratt as Peter Quill / Star-Lord, was great. He delivered on, the humor that he brings to roles in like Parks and Recreation, and he did the action really well. I mean, it was really refreshing to see that, see him do that kind of work. I know he was in Zero Dark Thirty, which was that, that Navy, that military movie. I had not seen it, but I'm not sure how much action was involved, but I feel a fair amount. But he pulled off the leading man extremely well. He's the charming rogue, but still with the heart of gold. He's still trying to do the right thing, and he does. Gamora, played by Zoe Saldana, same thing. She was the ruthless assassin, but she pulled off the action well, and she played off of Chris Pratt very well. They had some moments, but it wasn't the stereotypical like, oh, we just met, so we're going to fall, we're going to be a couple type of thing. Dave Bautista, I'm going to say he was probably, one of the many standouts of this movie. It was like the over-the-top Chuck Norris stuff that's always all over the internet, the boogeyman checks under the bed for Chuck Norris. It's like that was the character that he was, in a sense. Like, he was this over the top, uber violent, very serious, grim character. But he softens around the edges enough to be part of the team, and Bautista, he really has some, he has some acting chops now. I heard that, when he got this role, the first thing he did was he, you know, started taking acting classes. And I think it shows. I mean, he really, he was more than just, you know, the brute in this movie, you know, just more than the muscle. You know, he gave some weight to the role of Drax the Destroyer. And of course you got Rocket and Groot, played by, you know, voiced by Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel, respectively. I mean, these two are, you know, people are going to fall in love with Rocket and Groot. I think people are going to fall in love with, the entire cast. I mean, it was, you know, at a certain point, you just forget that Rocket and Groot are not real living creatures, that they are, you know, CGI, and it's amazing what they're able to do and how they're able to actually portray, you know, emotions and the, but the character, you know, the voice actors, you know, they brought a lot of life to those characters. And I mean, even Groot with the, you know, all he says is, "I am Groot," although he does say one other thing towards the end of the movie. I'm not going to say what it is, but, you know, it was the right thing to say at the right time. So, yeah, and it's funny because a lot of people seemed worried that this movie isn't, you know, wasn't going to do well because nobody knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy were from the comics. You know, and I would say a couple of things to that. First, you know, when Iron Man first came out, nobody really knew who Iron Man, I mean, save for, you know, hardcore comic fans. You know, I had people asking me left and right, "Hey, who's this Iron Man character that they're making a movie of?" So kind of the same thing. People were like, "What are the Guardians of the Galaxy? Is this just something they made up, or is this an actual comic?" And, you know, I had to tell them that, you know, this is a real comic book property, and I think people are going to identify with this cast of characters, you know, in a sense that they're outcasts and losers and thugs, and, you know, they're on the outskirts, they're on the fringe of, like, proper society. But, like I said, I feel that the strength of this cast of characters is nobody knows who they are, and it's reflected in the movie as well that, you know, nobody knows this band of miscreants that have come together to, you know, save the galaxy, and the way they come together is just, you know, it's such an organic blending of these characters that it's done so well that it doesn't feel, you know, shoehorned or ham-fisted or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's like a natural progression of the team and how they come together and how they stay together. You know, so yeah, I can't really say enough good things about it. Lee Pace as Ronan, he was menacing. I don't really know Lee Pace that much other than he was in that show Pushing Daisies, which I never watched, but that's what I know him from. Karen Gillan as Nebula was really good, and again, very menacing, very dark, and then you get a pretty good glimpse of, you know, Thanos, more than just the brief profile shot we got at the end of Avengers. Thanos is actually in this movie, and he is a legitimate threat. And all I'm going to say is Marvel is going to get my money at least two more times, because I definitely want to see this. Also, because the advanced screening did not show the end scene stinger, so I am definitely going to be going back. I would be going back anyways, but that I just have a little bit more incentive to do so. So all I can say is just go see this movie. Take your friends, take your family. It's pretty safe for kids, so it shouldn't be a problem. So this is Dan with Comic Book Pit 165 signing off.